1 year. Hard to imagine next year we'll note that milestone since the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It's an anniversary that will resonate with all Americans, but certainly the fishing industry and the people in the Gulf who experienced it firsthand will have difficult memories and difficult questions that still remain to be answered. The BBC's Robin Bresnahan spent a week or so in Louisiana taking a look at what's happened in the year since. She's also spent a month right after the crisis began and joins us now from London. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So I gather you're in a position to compare how much has changed over the last year, and I gather soberly how little has changed in some sense. So what have you discovered?
Well, I think how little really was the key. I mean, I spent a month in Louisiana just after the oil spill, really talking to fishing families, trying to kind of embed myself into communities. And at that time, you know, they were fearing for their livelihoods. And one of the fishermen who I went back and revisited gave me a really powerful quote. He said, you know, back then we were fearing for our livelihoods. Now we're fearing for our lives. And it's because a lot of these fishermen, they say that they've become sick. You know, a lot of them were dealing with the cleanup. Also, a lot of people have had to shut down their businesses. I spoke to one family. I mean, my documentary that has started running on the BBC it starts with this really powerful kind of clip from one of these oystermen who says, "This one's dead. This one's dead. This one's dead." Yeah. And he's taken me out onto on his boat, and he hauls up these oysters, and they're all dead. And you know, he has no business left. So,
are you talking about Nick? Nick Collins.
I'm talking about Nick Collins. Yeah.
Well, you know, what is so striking in this documentary is, you know, when we spoke with you right after the crisis, so much of the fears were anticipated of what was going to happen. Now what we're seeing is what has exactly happened, and it's in the voice of Nick Collins right here.
It's heartbreaking to see great oysters die and to see the amount of dead oysters that are dead because of BP's oil spill. This is the biggest oyster kill in Louisiana history, probably in the Gulf Coast's history. And I wish I wasn't part of it. I wish I wasn't here.
Oh, that's heartbreaking resignation in his voice there.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other part of that story is that his own father, who runs the company, the oyster company, had to let him go at Christmas. And, you know, if you can imagine, this is a generation-old oyster business, and the father having to say, "Listen, son, I'm sorry, but you know, there's no more work for you. There's no more oysters, so you're going to go have to find something else." And this guy was at the top of his game, you know.
Well, one of the things about being in the bayou is that a boat trip is always a happy occasion, but it wasn't when you went on Charles Robin III's boat. Listen,
to bear, to lose everything that we worked for all life. And for some neglect of human to do what they did with this oil spill, it could have been prevented. We can lose our whole livelihood, a whole culture of life.
So that's from the deck of Charles's boat, right?
That is, and that's actually from a year ago. So that's what he said to me just after the oil spill a year ago. And I replayed him that tape when I went back and asked him, you know, how are things now?
And it's still there. It's still there. Because the certainty of, are we going to fish this year? Is more uncertainty. All of us got anger in us. And I'm not the only guy down here feels the same way. We have so much anxiety going on right now.
You know, what do you see when you look out on this landscape, Robin Bresnahan?
Well, I think he said it. I mean, if you're talking in emotional terms, there's just this tremendous sense of uncertainty. Where is everything going to go next? If you're talking in physical terms, you know, when I was out in the boat, was I waiting in oil? No, you know, that's not the case. You do hear a lot of those stories. But really, I went back to kind of gauge the emotional impact on people. And a lot of people did say to me, it's worse now than when the oil spill first occurred, because at least then we had the hope that BP would treat us well. And now there's just anger.
Did you get a sense of any of the attempts to compensate the wheels of sort of justice that are moving very slowly in these months, you know, now long since the oil was capped?
Well, there was this great kind of serendipitous moment for me as a journalist when I was there and I was talking to Nick Collins, who you heard there on the oyster boat. He said, you know, tonight there's going to be a town hall meeting just down the road. And Ken Feinberg, he's the man who Obama appointed to be in charge of this BP compensation fund, is going to be just down the road talking to fishermen. And I said, oh, well, let's go. And he said, I'm not going to go. I'm completely fed up. You know, my dad's met with him in Washington, empty promises. But we did end up going to this town hall meeting.
And let's hear a moment of that first.
I do not represent BP. That's first. I don't. I don't.
They just gave you a raise, dog.
Second.
Yeah, you lied through your teeth, big
second.
Dog.
Wow. That was pretty electric.
Yeah, that was only a fragment of it. I mean, really, it was almost like a movie script. If there was, like, you remember Aaron Brockovich got made into a movie. If there was a movie on the oil spill, you wouldn't have to change a word from what these fishermen were saying. I mean, there was one who was a former wrestler, and he basically said, what are you going to do? You know, you've taken away everything from us. How do you explain to our kids who've been kicked out of two homes now? You know, everything is gone. And that's really the message that I got from that, is that at first things were okay. Now they're sliding downhill.
The BBC's Robin Bresnahan looking forward to the passing of a year milestone since the BP oil disaster. Thanks so much, Robin.